Hi, this is Pat, and today I'm reading from Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, to chapter 2, verse 3. So, God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw that all he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. But the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. There are so many things to pick up on here. Among them, the creation of man and woman in the image of God, the role he gave to both of them, and the principle of rest on the seventh day. But what struck me again as I read it through was verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in their vast array. I'm science-based in my thinking and my interests, and I've watched so many scientific discoveries through my life. But every time something new is discovered, be it on the earth, in the heavens, or in the smallest creature, there is always another question. This vast array is so enormous and so intricately detailed by God's design, and in the end all we can do is marvel at it. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing design of this earth and of the skies and space above, Lord. It's just so incredible. Thank you, Lord, that mankind was a very important part in that design and continues to be so, Lord. And thank you that now each one of us is an important part of your plan, that we each have a role to play in your new kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us, for making a way for us to be received into this kingdom, Lord, and to be part of this kingdom. And I pray for each one of us that we find out what it is that you have for us to do and who you would have us be in this amazing new kingdom. Amen.